From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was another step forward today in the hard slog toward a new government in Iraq. The National Assembly approved a partial list of cabinet ministers presented by Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri. The government is supposed to take the country through the next stage, the drafting of a constitution and a new round of elections. Its birth was not easy, as we hear from NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.
This was the moment that was supposed to end Iraq's political deadlock. For weeks, the Prime Minister-designate, Ibrahim al-Jafri, has been negotiating with rival blocs, trying to balance conflicting demands from the Shia, Kurds, and the Sunni minority. He's also been under strong US pressure to get the job done. Speaking to Parliament, Jafri made no secret of how hard the process has been.
This journey involved blood, words, sweat, and tears, so that people would have faith in you and trust every word and position we take.
But when his list of cabinet nominees was read out by the Speaker, it was incomplete. Several key positions are still undecided, important posts, including the Ministers of Oil and Defence and two Deputy Prime Minister positions. The vote by Parliament was overwhelming. Only five members didn't endorse the list. Yet the applause was surprisingly small given the historic nature of the occasion. So was the attendance. A third of the Assembly members were not there. Afterwards, Jafri was surrounded by supporters, eager to bestow their congratulations. He said he tried to accommodate everyone. The Shia, who hold the majority in Parliament, got the most posts, followed by the Kurds. But there were rumblings from the Sunnis. So far, they have only four positions. The most senior Sunni official in the new government, Vice President Ghazi al-Yawa, was disappointed.
There are five ministries without a minister. It was less than we hoped for. We are still waiting for the defense ministry to be decided. The Sunnis shall not accept that anyone be imposed on them.
Those five posts will for now be filled by acting ministers until they're agreed. Prime Minister Jafri says this will take a few days. Attention will now be on the key job of defense minister. The Sunnis nominee was blocked because of Shiite complaints he had a Ba'athist background under Saddam Hussein, who brutally suppressed Shiite Muslims. But Jinan al-Abedi, a member of the Shiite alliance, said the Sunnis asked for too much.
For the Sunni, you know, they did not participate in the elections. They came and said, okay, we want seven ministries. It was somewhat impossible.
On the streets of Baghdad, the new government got mixed reviews. Some expressed relief the political process was at last moving forward, hoping it would ease the violence that's blighted the city for the last 2 years. But Tariq al-Dulaimi, a Sunni who runs a clothes shop, said the process was undermined by the way the cabinet jobs were handed out on sectarian lines.
We should be ashamed to talk about Shia and Sunnis. We should only care if a politician is honest and serves the people.
70-year-old shop owner Ahmed al-Bazi, also a Sunni, has lived through the years of Saddam Hussein. He had been hoping for more.
We haven't seen anything from it till now. They said they have 32 ministries, but five are still missing. I think it shall collapse.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.